ATO welcomes government's decision to hold VAT at 15% and not go ahead with the 0.5% increase from the 1st of May. I think we called for this right in the beginning. We wrote to the minister and to Parliament unpacking and explaining our views that government should be looking at prudence in its spending, dealing with corruption, maladministration, wasteful expenditure, introducing the recommendations from the reviews that Treasury has had on misspending and irrational and inefficient spending within many departments in government. And then also to for government and specifically SARS to have the resources to deal with the billions of rands that are not collected through tax evasion and through illicit trade that takes place. It is so important that government demonstrates it's gone into those spaces first and it has good financial hygiene practices throughout the country before it comes to its people and asks for more money and higher taxes. So this is a welcome move. I think it's also an indication how the government of national unity can work, can find solutions, even though it goes through a very disruptive process, which is very necessary, so that there's a lot of learning that hopefully has come out of this situation on the VAT increase, and that we can move forward with greater collaboration, greater and more meaningful engagements before decisions like this are taken, so that there's more cohesion in government and more resilience and thinking and mindfulness has been applied to how these matters impact on the people. So good news, but now we need to remain vigilant as civil society on government when they start making these irrational decisions going forward.